Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 19, 1837, the Barbadian reported the occurrence of two disasters on one day. The date in question was Wednesday, August 16th, and that morning was accompanied by rain and a notable breeze, both of which picked up throughout the day. The rain and wind came intermittently with progressive shifts in direction. It was not until 5 p.m., however, that it became particularly apparent that a storm was quickly approaching. Within an hour, the system's true impact was felt with strong winds moving mostly from the north and west, but according to the report, generally in a haphazard manner. Between 7 and 8 p.m., it would seem the eye was passing over, as the atmosphere became remarkably calm, only for the gusts and rains to commence thereafter. This time, however, the wind's direction was more distinctly from the west and south. It slowed gradually after 9 p.m. with the moderately heavy rainfall continuing well into the early hours of the next day. The morning light revealed the unfortunate reality of the night's events. While news from the rural parishes had not yet reached at the time of the report, the scenes in the city told a horrific tale. With the exception of only a few vessels at harbour, all of them had been smashed against the shore, sunk or capsized in the storm waters. A total of 36 were completely destroyed and another 6 damaged. Trees and homes, irrespective of size, were toppled, uprooted or smashed. The most heartbreaking was the death toll, with at least 32 individuals thus far having been killed. One of the victims of the storm was A. Coopers, nephew of Mr. Coopers. The latter suffered tremendously, having lost all of his horses and cattle. The young Coopers, unfortunately, was swept up by the wind during the storm and only located the following morning, mashed to pieces. If all of this tragedy was not enough, a fire broke out in the midst of the storm. Around 11 p.m. when the worst of the gale had passed, flames of unknown origin added to the devastation. It was quickly extinguished, but no doubt added to the terror of the night. This night stood as testament of the unpredictability of the hurricane season, when storm and fire impacted Barbados as highlighted on this day, August 19, 1837.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.